All right, let's bring in the guy that no longer owes me any food, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
That was easy.
That was easy. Easy. Just you with the eventual winner actually only won by being even. You don't know as much about golf as I do, and I don't know as much about golf as a lot of people. But I'll tell you, every once in a while, the USGA sets up a golf course that's unplayable, and it's not fun to watch. It's not fun for the golfers. When you make it so every shot has to be perfect.
It's the way it should be. You're supposed to be the best. It's supposed to be the best tournament. You're supposed to go out there and perform. Anybody can go play on an easy course. Go play on a hard course.
Yeah, but when you make it that you can't hit a perfect shot onto a green, and it rolls off, it's a little too much. Every once in a while they overdo it. They overbake the, you know, it's not really their fault. They can't control the weather conditions. It got very windy and the wind dried the greens out. I mean, so but they bring it to the edge. You know, Mike, most people don't realize that these golf courses, they bring the greens to the edge of death. That's how low the grass is on them and stuff like that.
It's called professional.
It's supposed to be
the best. Yeah. It's supposed to handle all conditions. Whether a guy's throwing 102-mile-an-hour fastball or a 97-mile-an-hour slider, you're supposed to hit it. If you're a professional golfer, you're supposed to perform at that level.
But they don't change the length of the base passes. They don't page in baseball. They don't do any of that stuff.
They change the balls. You can see that.
No, but
they
I'm
lower
saying,
the height of the mound.
All I'm saying is everybody has to run 90 feet to first. Everybody's, you know, that.
Yeah, and everybody's hitting it at the same hole.
It's just every once in a while they just go a little crazy with the course. But anyways, so we had a guy that won now the U.S. Open back to back. Only the seventh person in the history of golf to win the U.S. Open back to back.
How much money did this guy win yesterday?
Millions.
Yeah. Well, honestly. You're supposed to perform. End of story.
Well, he didn't win millions, but it's worth millions. He won hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it's worth millions. It's like any major in any sport. Well, speaking about winning, the Astros are going to go for their 12th win in a row today, I guess.
Yeah, they're playing good. Like I said, they straighten things out. They're getting their hit, and I guess they worked out with their bullpen, and they're flying. They're playing really good ball right now, so... You know, there's quite a few teams that are playing decent baseball right now. The Seattle-Boston series out in Seattle was a good series. That they came up with a split with that. Like you said, the Astros, they're going for win number 11 in their next game. There's some good baseball being played around. So, and the funniest thing is the Diamondbacks, who started putting things together again, just lost their last two games to the Mets. And they blew yesterday's game in the ninth inning. This system of relief pitching doesn't work. We've said it here time and time again. When a guy's getting outs, you leave him in. To equate it to the golf, a pitcher's not supposed to just be able to throw 12 pitches. He's supposed to be able to throw as many pitches as he needs to win a baseball game. The specialization in baseball is ridiculous, and pitchers need to pitch. Yesterday was Old Timers Day at Yankee Stadium, and one of the biggest old timers in Yankee history wasn't there because he voiced his opinion before spring training, and he was right, and the Yankees didn't like what he said, that person being Goose Gossage. Goose had some where he had to pitch three innings to get a save, and he did it. And he came back and pitched the next day, and he pitched whenever the Yankees needed him to save a game. These guys are so porcelained up that not only can they not throw a ball where they need to, but it's, oh, I threw 22 pitches yesterday. I can't pitch today. Are you kidding me? These guys are so porcelained up. It's changed the game so much, it's ridiculous. And with yesterday being Old Timers Day Yankee Stadium, for Goose Gossage not to be there, for voicing his opinion and being right, it's a travesty.
All right, the Mets were. It's a good thing they got those two wins in a row because they were only two games ahead of Miami. Now they're back to four games ahead of Miami for last place.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. They'll be fighting Miami for the basement. The Mets are a bad team. There's nothing more you can say about it.
All right.
When they get good pitching, they get no hitting. When they get a few runs, the bullpen gives it back. It's a house of cards that collapses every day.
All right. Was there any horse racing? Yeah, it was a pretty big weekend for horse racing for you, right?
At Churchill Downs, yeah. I mean, everything that could go wrong for me went wrong out there. The races were good. There were some really good performances. I just had a lot of bad luck. Horses breaking on their nose, horses jumping up in the air in the starting gate. I found new ways to lose this weekend, but yeah, the races were good. There were some winning your ends. Doug O'Neill shipped a horse in for the Clark and won, and he's in the winning your end. And it was good to see Justified Parade between two of the earlier races on the card, and he just looked spectacular. And the people at Churchill Downs were treated to that. The word is he's going back to Santa Anita for a couple of weeks and continue his career from there, which, in my opinion, just needs to be his next stop would be the Pacific Classic. You know, these horses they're not machines. They can't go from here to there to everywhere. Point being, a big horse, Martini Glass, raced out in Santa Anita this weekend and got beat. You just can't put them on a plane and expect them to run at their top peak. So hopefully Baffert learned from his mistake last year of running a horse in the Haskell and trying the Travers and just stays home in California down in San Diego and takes it from there. But we'll see what happens.
All right. What's interesting, I want to pass along for fans of the NBA that don't understand, a guy who's about to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award, and that is Oscar Robertson, the Big O. People don't remember Oscar Robertson nowadays, but the guy had, 181 triple-doubles, first player to average one. He was the NBA's Rookie of the Year, won the championship, basically because Milwaukee won the championship because of him. He's been selected along the league's 50 greatest. Big O, do you remember the Big O?
Yeah, he was a hell of a player, man.
All-around player. Not super, super spectacular in just one thing, but could do everything.
If he played today, they'd be calling him God.
Yeah,
basically. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, just that way. So.
And he played at a different era when basketball was a defensive game. They didn't just do Olé and let you run wherever you wanted to do, shoot wherever you wanted to shoot. When you went up to shoot, a lot of times you came down with a pound of flesh missing. He played in a different era, a different type of player, in my opinion, a better player.
Well, just like in baseball, before we leave, I was watching the Yankee game and yesterday, and in the second inning, no, in the third inning, the Yankees turned a double play, and the runner came into second and basically stood up Paul, who's the guy that came from Cincinnati that played with the Yankees?
O'Neill.
Paul O'Neill says, yep, another stupid play in modern Major League Baseball. And Michael K says, what do you mean? He said, when I played, you would never walk into second base.
No. Nope.
You'd go in. Now, you wouldn't try to injure somebody, but you'd try to take the person out.
You'd slide at the base to cause some chaos, and if you didn't, you got fined.
He just said it's foolish that Major League Baseball is taking that out. I thought that was great when O'Neill said that.
It's a different game. They dummy down everything. They make everything too easy. And it's not supposed to be. Professional sports is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be the best at the best, performing at the highest level possible. And everybody wants to dummy everything down and hit more home runs, get more. That's not what baseball, that's not what other sports are about. It's not to see. In basketball, it's not to see how many points you can score. It's to see how many points you can't let your other team score. Everything's changed to make everything easier, and easier is not better. You need to go out and earn something. And O'Neill, I don't agree with him with a lot of things, but he's 100% right with that.
He said,
and if you want to watch people earn things, tune into the College World Series. It continues again today, where these kids are playing real baseball, and it's not professional dummy-down games. Point in fact, the first game against with North Carolina and Oregon State that came out of the box, the Oregon State pitcher was a first-round pick, had a tremendous career in college, didn't show up Saturday, had the shortest stint of his entire college career after he got drafted in the first round. These kids are hungry, and they go out and play. Mississippi State, who was outs away from elimination against Florida State, They're in the World Series, and they won their first game against Washington 1-0 with the walk-off. Florida, who was the number one team all year, got beat by Texas Tech. These kids are playing ball. This is real baseball, and I've watched it for over 30 years, and I'll continue to watch it tonight. It's really good competition, and a lot of these kids make names in college baseball and continue to go on and have great professional careers.
As O'Neill said, part of being part of the double play is you had to calculate your catch and release with the other running coming. It was part of the play that's completely been taken away from it.
And I saw a double play the other night with the Mets with Reyes at second base, where he got the ball in plenty of time. He straddled the bag with both feet on each side of the base. He forgot to touch the base. Yeah. I mean, it's comical, some of the things you see. And it wasn't anybody, like you said, coming in to barrel him out that he had to get out of there in a hurry. He just screwed up. Yeah. And then he had the audacity to shake his head when they said that he didn't touch the base. Yeah. Well, you didn't, dumb.
All right, Mike, we'll speak with you tomorrow.
Have a great day. I hope you feel better. I could hear it in your voice. You're not doing so good.
Not so good. Hopefully it'll be a bit better tomorrow.
A couple of bourbons. That'll burn it out.
I've been trying. Okay.
Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Kosky with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.